Okay.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Bule Belajar Bahasa. But instead of us laughing together in person, this time we're doing it via Zoom video call.
Laughing at each other.
Yeah. This is not sponsored by Zoom. Zoom just helps us to record this episode, I feel. Okay. So a lot had happened ever since the last time we spoke, or the last time we updated you. I checked because the last episode that we did was a Happy New Year one. And
wait, the Chinese New Year? Because that would be a little bit better.
No. It's a Happy New Year one, Kristen. It's just like when it just turned 2020 and then we just disappeared from the podcast world.
We had no idea what was in store.
But we have good reasons for it. Just like the last time when we went missing, we had good reasons for it. Well, anyway, just updating you guys that, things have happened, you know, in the meantime, from January up till April, it's like Kristen have a newborn. Not really a newborn anymore.
We attempted to record with little baby Miko, but she was a bit of a distraction, constantly needing nourishment and making noises. So we took a couple weeks break, and then Cindy decided that she wanted to buy a new house.
Yes, and then I bought a house, and then all that's done. But then now the world has shut down, and we can't even exit our houses anymore. We can't go out anymore. So
here we are.
Four months later, still here.
Still here. Hashtag still here. Hey, Juliet. Hey, Juliet, our one listener. We're still here just for you. And Shung.
And Shung. I don't know. But they probably are already left.
Probably just Juliet. We love you, Juliet.
Yeah, we do love you, Juliet. But anyway, so we're going to make you learn some more Indos, Kristen. Because now you're stuck at home, right?
I am. Yep.
And stuck with a bunch of your children who's half Indos. So you want them to be able to have a little bit of Indo in your vocabulary, in their vocabulary.
I would say right now, Miko's in the lead. Baby Miko's in the lead with the most understanding. But it'd be nice if we could change that, you know?
Yeah. We should just teach Miko as like a purely Indonesian baby and not speak English to her at all. And maybe that will open up.
It'll be me just saying, Miko, mau? 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 Mau?
You can teach Miko some easy Indonesian words, right, Kristen?
Yeah.
Like Miko makan.
Mm-hmm. Miko mau pisang. That seems to be her favorite food these days.
Oh, bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you say kanji?
Oh, bubur.
Bubur. That's right. So I made some bubur in my new Instapot.
Oh, yeah. Bubur.
It was delicious.
Enak sekali.
Yeah, and that's Kali.
Okay, so in this episode, I feel like we're just going to be doing some Indonesian words of things you're doing during quarantine.
What's the word for quarantine?
It's karantina, but it's the same thing, basically. You just add A at the end.
Quarantina?
Karantina. It's with a K.
Okay. Quarantina.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Quarantina. Got it.
Quarantina. Quarantina.
Got it.
Yeah. But we're not really in quarantine, though. We're like more like in self-isolation.
Yeah, but I feel like, yes, quarantine is like a very specific procedure, but I feel like everyone's, I mean, that's just kind of what people keep like interchanging the words, like self-isolation and quarantine. It's just kind of like, a blanket statement at this point.
And then like social distancing, it's all like basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just you're just having less people in your life.
It's so sad.
Even I, when I'm like listening or when I'm like scrolling through Instagram and stuff like that, and then I see a lot of these new terms that has come up in my Instagram because of this whole pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, for some reason, people has been calling like the mask and then the gloves. It's APD. So it's just APD.
APD.
Right? Okay. Yeah. And then I was like, when I first read it, I was like, what is APD? And apparently it's the same translation as a PPD. You know, personal protective device.
A personal protective device? But what...
So, like, when you're wearing a mask and then a glove, you're wearing, like, a APD, APD, you know? Because it's an alat, so it stands for alat pelindung diri.
Alat?
Pelindung.
Pelindung?
Pelindung diri.
Alat pelindung diri.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So, alat is tool. Right?
Okay, tool.
And then pelindung means to protect. Right?
A protection tool. Okay.
Yeah. And then diri is self. Yay. So self-protection tool. Right?
Ala pelindung diri.
Yeah. No, and then in short, we call it APD, you know, and APD. Yeah, APD, APD. And then that's basically like the hazmat suit and then the gloves and then the mask, everything.
We're going back to that. Wait, what's the, oh my gosh, my brain stopped working. When you just use the letter, the beginning letters, the,
Yeah. Acronyms.
I couldn't be thinking that. Quarantine.
Okay, so like when you want to go to the grocery stores, now it's like becoming mandatory for you to wear
APD.
APD, you know, and then I'm blanking now. Oh, mask, right? Mask. In Indo, it's called masker, right?
Masker.
Yeah, so it's not just mask, you just add ER in the end, so it's masker.
Okay, like a masker, okay.
Yeah, and then when you want to remind someone, you have to wear a mask, right?
Oh, that's a good one. How do you say that?
Yeah, jangan lupa.
Don't forget, jangan lupa.
Pakai, wear.
Pakai.
Masker.
Masker. Or just, you know, just shorten it up, APD.
APD is the whole genre of like, mask. Yeah,
they should have masks. They should have gloves. They should have their hazmat suit.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store, and the cashier had a hazmat suit, a mask. She also had one of those plastic shields that are connected to like a visor.
Yeah.
and gloves, of course, and plexiglass.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of the Asian stores, they have plexiglass.
Yeah, they won't even let you into the stores anymore unless you have gloves and a mask.
Yeah, and if you go to Oregon Market, right, they'll give you the gloves.
That's where
right. That's where we go. Okay, and then aside from masks, right, we have to wear gloves, and gloves in Indo is, do you know it?
Something about tangan.
Yes, sarung tangan.
Sarung tangan.
You know, like the piece of cloth that men use usually, like at nighttime, they call it sarung, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when they're using like during their leisure time, so it's sort of like their comfortable house attire, sarung, right?
Yeah, Andy has like a whole closet of them, right?
But this is for your head.
Yeah,
your dress
skirts for your leisure skirts for your hands. Got it.
sarung tangan, right? Sarung so masker, tangan. Sarung tangan. That has been such like a common words, right? Yeah. Like such common words these days because you have to wear it. People look at you crazy if you don't wear it. I have my neighbor screaming at me. He's like, where's your mask? I'm like, it's in the car.
I see so many, this is my favorite though. I see so many people, they have the mask on, but they don't put it over their nose.
Yes, that's also my pet peeve. Put it over your nose. That's the whole point.
What's the point? Yeah, like what's the point?
I saw them, you know, they're wearing masks and then they pull it over and then they have a smoke or they're like talking in their phones. And then it's like, you're not protecting anything. You're just covering your neck at this point, yeah. Right?
Oh, it's Americans for ya.
Oh, well. Anyway, some other words to get us through this quarantine. We've been doing a lot of, I guess, new hobbies.
Yeah, no, not me.
Not
those who don't have children are experimenting in new hobbies. So continue, dear friend who doesn't have children.
Actually, I've been learning to edit videos a lot these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I feel like that my skill has improved in that area because I had to edit a lot of videos for church because now we're doing online service. We've been doing like so much Zoom conferences, right?
Yes. I'm going to be honest. I haven't attended service since.
It's okay, Kristen. I know that because I've been looking at the roster for people who join the translation line and you're never there. But I always just give you the benefit of the doubt, you know? Because like maybe Kristen just get good at Indo suddenly and then she's just listening to the sermon in Indo.
Well, I heard that it wasn't really working the first week and then I slept through it the second week and then I slept through it the third week. And then I slept through. Miko keeps waking up all night long.
Yeah, it's okay. You can still have Miko as an excuse.
Thanks.
Until she's like, yeah. Until she's like, what, like 3 or 4 or something? Then you can't really.
Let's say that. Let's just say 3 or 4. Don't tell Om. So anyway. Okay. Yes. So you've been doing some video editing.
Yeah.
Hobby.
Yeah, so hobbies and stuff like that. And then moving, packing, cleaning. Bersih-bersih, you know?
Bersih-bersih. What does that mean?
Cleaning? Yeah.
Isn't there another word for cleaning?
Really? No, it's bersih.
Oh. Oh.
Bersih is clean, right?
Yes.
But when you're doing the act of cleaning, it's bersih-bersih.
Yeah. Wait, I thought there was... when do you put... Never mind, this might be too complicated.
It's okay, we can deep dive into it.
I feel like one time when I was having a lesson with somebody years ago, when we were talking about cleaning, it was membersih.
Yeah, membersihkan.
Yeah. What is that? Membersihkan. What's the difference?
Membersihkan is too clean, right?
Oh, too clean.
Right? Membersihkan. So, and then you can like add the stuff that what you're cleaning after that. So when you're cleaning the bathroom, it's like membersihkan kamar mandi. So you're cleaning the bathroom.
But so when it's just like just the act of cleaning, it's
bersih-bersih. Yeah.
Okay. This is good to know because I clean a lot.
Yeah. So and then like so when I call you Kristen and it's like Kristen, what you're up to? And then you're gonna say like, yeah, nothing much, but I've been like bersih-bersih my house, you know, bersih-bersih rumah.
Yeah.
Just like cleaning overall, like dusting the staircase, stuff like that.
Every day. I don't know where this dust comes from, but I have to say, I must sweep my feet, sweep my floors. I must sweep my floors at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah. Okay, well, sweeping is menyapu, right? You know that?
How do you spell? No, I don't know that. What is it?
Menyapu.
Menyapu.
Menyapu. Because a broom is sapu.
Oh, sapu is broom.
Yeah, a broom is sapu, when you're sweeping is menyapu.
Menyapu. Yeah. Okay. Sweep and broom. Got it.
Yeah. You'll be using a lot of that during this pandemic because you'll be cleaning your house a lot.
So we have lots of hobbies like video editing, taking on new hobbies, we have cleaning, and we have people that are expanding their families.
We can just do this episode all about cleaning our house. So you can tell your children, like, help me do this, do that.
Yeah. Hey, Liam, menyapu, now.
Yeah. Menyapu kamar, right? You sweep the room. Sekarang, now.
Sekarang.
Yeah, and then you can even tell them to wipe the windows because it's mengelap.
Huh? What?
Lap. Mengelap. Because the cloth, just a piece of cloth that you use to wipe stuff, we just called it lap.
Like a rag.
A lap. Okay.
Lap. And so when is to wipe.
Yeah. So when you're wiping stuff, mengelap.
We have now turned this episode
into a cleaning episode.
And I'm not upset about that because you know how I feel about
cleaning.
It's like okay. My one skill in life.
So after you sweep and after you wipe things down, so after menyapu, mengelap, mm-hmm. There's only one thing left to do, Kristen. It's to mop, right? Yes. And it's to ngepel.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, ngepel.
Can you spell that for our listeners?
NGEPEL. Ngepel. Okay. It's to mop.
To mop. Okay. Yeah. So what's the mop? Word to mop.
Pel.
Ngepel.
Ngepel. Yeah.
Ngepel.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Chris said pel.
Pel. Alright, I'm feeling this.
Right? It's so easy. It's like the broom is sapu and mm-hmm. to sweep is menyapu.
Mm-hmm.
The rack is lap and to wipe is mengelap. And then the mop is pel and to mop is
ngepel. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my husband to do all of these things.
Oh, and then do the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
To do the laundry is cuci baju.
Cuci baju, to clean the clothes.
Yeah, cuci to wash.
Wash the clothes.
And then baju, clothes.
Wash the clothes.
Yeah.
Cuci baju.
Yeah, cuci baju. Do you even... I mean, we have dryer here, so we don't have to iron stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do have to iron stuff, it's called setrika.
Setrika? Setrika.
Mm-hmm. S-E-3-T-R-I.
So you could say setrika baju?
Yes, to iron your clothes.
Like look a star at you. Student. Where's my gold star?
If only Zoom can give you a gold star right now, Kristen.
Isn't there some way to do that?
Yeah, so to iron is setrika.
Setrika?
Yeah.
To wash chuchi?
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny story about the word chuchi. Do you want to hear it?
Okay, is it chuchi duck related?
No.
Okay.
So at a certain food event at church, the pujasera, a certain lovely lady was carrying a tray of the eggs with the spicy sauce, like maybe the Bali sauce. Or
Yeah. Whatever. I think I've heard this story. I know where you're going with this. But
she had a giant tray of hard-boiled eggs with sambal. And one fell off the tray and landed on the ground. And this is when I had first learned about chuchi a while ago. I'm walking along and I see it. And I see her turn. she threw the tray of the eggs on the table and immediately starts running after this one egg, yelling, "Chuchi, Chuchi." And I turned and I said, "No!"
We chuchi the baju, Kristen. We don't chuchi the egg.
That's what she was saying. She's saying chuchi, chuchi. And that's why, the reason I knew that was because I just learned that word, which is why I was able to step in and save the day.
Don't wash the egg. You throw the egg away.
She's a thrifty one, a frugal one.
Chuchi baju. Not chuchi the egg.
Telur.
Jangan chuchi the telur. No.
Next time.
We don't drink. But you know, like, since it's so hard to find eggs these days, right? Mm-hmm. To find like eggs, you might.
Maybe it's time that we wash those eggs.
We might have to resort to egg washing.
She was foreshadowing. All right, well, let's talk about one more thing. So we talked about things that we can do during quarantine.
And mostly it's just cleaning, right?
What about mentally where people are at? We talked a little bit about social distancing, but what about, like, what does that do to our psyche? How do we talk about what Zoom calls are doing to us?
Well, Zoom calls is not the same as a face-to-face conversation. I've been telling, like, because we had the care group yesterday, like, Kristen, and then it's like, everybody's like, "Well, where's Kristen?" And I'm like, I mean, she's been having a hard time. I spoke for you. I'm like, having a hard time because, like, she used to be able to just go to Ultimo and work. Now she have to be stuck at home and then attempt to work
with some crazy kids. Like, literally some crazy kids.
Yeah, and then all of her kids are at home, you know, none of them is at school. So it's just all just jumbled together. So I'm like, give Kristen a break. She probably won't make it tonight.
I tried. I really did. I tried and I was unsuccessful. So how would you say things like mentally exhausted, maybe crazy?
Yeah. Tired. You know, tired, right?
Capek.
And then we also have a word for like really getting angry for no reason.
Oh, that would be me. What is it?
This is one of those words again that maybe not a lot of people have heard this or whatever, but I swear it's a word. It's one of those trims, okay? I have a funny story about trims, okay, Kristen?
Okay.
We've been doing like online service for many weeks, right, Kristen? Okay. Yeah. And on the comments by Jaja, which is a very well known. A very well known. Indonesian fluent speaking bule in our community. He used the word trims.
No!
And this is why I stood my case that trims is a valid word in this podcast and beyond. For thank you.
I need to talk to him about that. Maybe it was like a typo.
No, it's trims. Kristen? Terima kasih, but shorten is trims.
What about Dada?
Oh yeah, and Dada too. We'll get Pak Jaja to myth bust this whole thing about the trims and the Dada.
I mean, I was very shocked the first time I heard the Dada used in real life. Threw me off.
Okay, well, going back to the angry for no reason.
Yes.
We have a word called senewan.
Senewan?
Mm-hmm.
When? Senewan?
Senewan.
Senewan.
Okay. It might be a word that mostly like used in like Surabaya and stuff, because maybe it's like a Japanese word too. Okay. I'm not sure. But it means like you get angry for no reason. You're just like living in a constant state of like on edge.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the word that I've been looking for.
Yeah, so you're chapek, you're like mara-mara. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting angry all the time, mara-mara. Right? Getting angry is mara-mara. Because you can't just be mara, you know, because it's just angry. You're constantly angry, so mara-mara.
What about a word for just like, you're more than just tired. You're just like so exhausted that your brain doesn't work anymore. Hmm. But not just like physically exhausted, like mentally, you're just kind of like, everything's just so overwhelming that you're just like, you're physically tired and you're mentally tired. Do you have a word for that?
I don't know. Maybe like a coma. You're just like, I don't know. What's a word for like really, really, really tired? Because all I can think of is like just capek, you know? It's like capek pikiran, capek fisik.
Oh, okay.
Your brain is tired, and then you're physically tired. Or you're like, you're just like ready for everything to just like be over, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
We can also do a Google Translate.
Oh. Cindy, you're not supposed to tell our listeners that. You're our expert. You got to keep up the facade.
I'll type in translate exhausted to Indonesian.
Uh-huh. What you get?
It says habis. But
really?
Like, yeah.
Like all, well, I guess that does make kind of sense. There's nothing left.
Yeah, there's nothing left. It's habis.
Habis.
Right? udah habis. Udah capek. Oh, there's also lelah, right? Lelah? Have you ever heard of lelah? Because you know we have a song in church, right? We have a song in church that we all sing like jangan lelah.
Yeah,
don't be tired or don't be weary, right?
Weary. That's
Yeah, so that's like lelah. Lelah is more like physically though.
Yeah.
It's like more like physically. Like
that's what I'm talking about. Like
you're like out and like doing some farm work and then you're like you're tired, it's like lelah, you know?
Some farm work or hanging out with 3 kids.
Yeah. Oh, I also find some other translation of the word exhausted via Google, of course, because I'm supposed to be the expert, but well, yes. There's also
you'll always be my expert. Wait, what?
There's also penat, P-E-N-A-T,
penat. P-E-N-A-T,
penat. And I feel like penat is more like for your mind.
Okay.
For your
mentally weary.
Yeah, too much to think about, too much like stuff like bringing you down mentally.
Yeah.
But not.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. But if you're tired physically, maybe it's like lala.
Lala. Okay. So tired, weary. Okay. Physically, mentally. Okay.
Or you can also say you ran out of energy or you ran out of strength.
Yeah.
And there's like kehabisan tenaga.
Oh, you're gonna have to spell that one out.
It's like you ran out of energy.
Kehabisan
tenaga. Tenaga means energy.
Oh, okay, energy. And then so you run out of energy.
Yeah, I just ran out of energy or
kehabisan
kesabaran. Ran out of patience.
Oh, that's a good one. Kesabaran.
Kehabisan. Kesabaran.
Kesabaran. That's,
and
you've run out of patience.
Yep, you ran out of patience.
I think I need to change my sign downstairs. We need to move on after the ingat. Kehabisan. Kesabaran.
Yeah, now you can update your blackboard. To be aku sudah kehabisan kesabaran. I have ran out of patience.
Kehabisan
kesabaran.
You could do, could you do Tanaga dan Kesabaran?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Aku sudah kehabisan tenaga dan kesabaran. I've ran out of energy and I've ran out of patience. I can make that in a shirt for you. Aku, ooh, sudah, aku sudah kehabisan tenaga dan kehabisan kesabaran. I'm, ooh, like, I ran out of everything.
However, I've survived. Those are some good words, Cindy. Some good words.
Well, you can add the "but I survived" part in the end.
I survived. How do you say that? How? Basically.
Okay.
Tetapi,
so
aku tetap bertahan.
Yeah. Tetapi means but.
Tapi.
But aku, I.
Uh huh.
Tetap, still.
Tetap.
Yeah. Bertahan, holding on.
What's, how do you spell the last word?
Bertahan is B-E-R-T-A-H-A-N.
Bertahan.
Yeah. So, bertahan means just like defending and then like just keep holding on. And so, tetapi aku tetap bertahan means just like, but I'm still holding on. But I'm still keeping strong.
These are some good words.
Yeah. Aku sudah kehabisan tenaga dan kesabaran, tetapi aku tetap bertahan.
I hope I have enough letters.
This is becoming like a long complaint letter, basically.
Or maybe we should end it with like, you know, I've run out of energy and patience. Give me some wine. Please.
Because the wine in Indo is just anggur, right?
Anggur? Wait, what does that mean?
It's grapes.
Oh.
Because,
oh,
we don't really have a word for wine in
you
Indo.
Don't?
Yeah, we just translate it as like anggur.
But
it's from
what
grapes.
If you really want, what if you just want grapes?
Anggur too.
So.
Oh, wait. So, red wine, anggur merah.
Uh-huh.
White wine. Anggur putih. Or actually just saying wine might be just better.
Yeah.
What if you just want some red grapes and red some red wine?
Okay, it's all about context.
Yeah.
So you just have to let them know that you've run out of patience and energy.
Yeah.
So give me some wine.
Jadi, berikan aku anggur.
So,
berikan aku, give me.
Berikan is to give?
Yeah, give me.
Oh, to give you, like.
Oh, no. Berikan aku.
Give me. Yeah.
Berikan aku, so give me anggur, wine. Berikan, or you can just use wine. It's less letters anyway.
Oh, I need to save my letters. all right. I can make that happen. I can do a little practicing. I can try some of these out on my husband.
Yeah. You can tell them to sweep, to mop, to wipe some windows. Yeah. to do the laundry, right?
You can wipe your windows. You can wipe your butt.
And after you've done saying all of the things that you're experiencing, like you're like capek, lelah, kehabisan tenaga, habis kesabaran.
Mm.
You're gonna end it with "Mama needs some wine."
Mama needs some wine. It's a good thing I bought that boxed wine before we really shut down. So I have a good supply so far. I'm trying to be responsible.
All right. There we have it.
I feel good with these
new phrases, words.
These new words and these new phrases. We hope that you listeners also find that these new words and Juliet, find that these words and phrases are helpful. And we hope that this becomes more of a regular thing, you know? We've missed you.
Yeah, we wish all of our listeners to be safe and healthy wherever you guys are.
Don't forget your Ape Day.
Yeah, don't forget to wear your Ape Day wherever you go. Your masker, right?
Your sarung tangan.
Yes. And only go out when it's really necessary. Right.
Stay home.
Stay home and stay safe. And we'll be here, hopefully.
Hopefully still here. #hopefully still here.
Next week or some other weeks after that.
Don't make promises we can't keep.
I know. We did that. We say, like, we're just going to be right back. And it's been, like, 4 months.
I know. So, but at least it hasn't been 7 months like it was last time. So every time it's getting shorter and shorter. We need to build their trust back.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening, as always. And,
continue.
Thank you guys for listening for always, and we'll see you next time.
See ya!
Bye!
Bye!